Madoff's financial chief pleads guilty to fraud. Frank DiPasquale says he knew for about 20 years that he was engaged in wrongdoing. No kidding. Couldn't he have blown the whistle? And the poor Mona Lisa clubbed with some crazy woman throwing a mug at the Mona Lisa, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece. The Mona Lisa survived, I'll explain. Swine flu has slammed into Costa Rica big time, 718 confirmed cases, including the president. Oscar Arias has the virus. Eunice Kennedy Shriver dead at 88, 5 kids, 19 grandchildren, and the birth of Special Olympics. We'll talk about that. Fair or foul, an Illinois man faces 6 months in jail. Why? For yawning as a spectator. I guess he was bored by the drug case that was unfolding. Now he might be in the clinker himself. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And by the way, who said cool things don't happen at night? Besides this hip happening show, you could walk outside right now, or if you're cruising around, I want you to look up, pull to the side of the road though, please. I want you to look up the Perseid. Meteors are in the sky, and depending on where you live, you might have a fabulous view. If you are watching anything like that unfold, please call the show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I can tell you, in the breaks, I'm running out to look for myself. Actually, I could look out my picture window, but I think I'd get a better view if I run out the door. So I'm going to leave my plush studio and do that, and I'm going to ask Donovan Madsen, my man, my backup, the technical director here for America Tonight, to run out of his own studio in Minneapolis and look up into the sky, and we'll see across America if any of us can see these special meteors. I think it's so cool. And it's like a star show right before your very eyes. Hey, more than 1,000 people showed up for a town hall meeting in Pennsylvania. What a showdown that turned out to be with Senator Arlen Specter. And things were pretty nasty for another senator in Missouri, Claire McCaskill. I want you to hear what it sounded like when she spoke to the people about health care reform at one of the town hall meetings.
Don't slam the bleachers. This is a patriotic democracy. It's not a sporting event. The more we can allow each other to talk, I think the more progress we'll make. Okay. Can I see a show of hands of everyone in the room who has Medicare? Everyone who has Medicare. Okay. Now let me ask you to raise your hand if you have Medicare and you want to get rid of it. Okay. Okay. So we have a whole bunch of folks here that have a government health care program. And they like it. And they like it. So, and the irony seems to be lost on people that sometimes the very people who are saying, make sure that the government keeps its hands off my health care, but by the way, don't touch Medicare. That is ironic because, okay, I don't know you guys. I hate to use my mother's voice here, because I got three teenagers and I got one. But what is it do you think we're going to accomplish if you don't let anybody talk? What is the point? What is the point? Is the point not to let anybody talk? I'm confused.
Wow, and that was pretty mild compared to what Senator Specter went through. We're going to let you hear a little bit of that meeting in Pennsylvania later in this show. So everybody's talking about it. You know this. I've said it wall to wall for the past month. Health care reform, health insurance reform, whatever it's being named today. I'll repeat myself once again because I've gotten a ton of emails about this. My problem with what we're hearing is, one, the cumbersome 1,000 pages, who can make heads or tails of some of the things in there, including Specter himself, who last time around confessed that he wasn't even reading it. He had aides doing it. It's the cost thing. the thing that is crippling America, the thing that is killing us, some of us have great health care coverage, it's the cost. So how do you balance that out with inflation the way it's going, right? And there's nothing that I've been able to see on paper that really addresses the costs. And to me, that's at the heart of this discussion anyway. If there's going to be so-called reform, which, sure, I think there's things that can be done, then I think that's what needs to happen. You have to do something with the cost. And that's nowhere in sight in anything that I've read. It's been said, but it's not in anything in ink that I can find. So there's a lot of doublespeak when it comes to what's being pushed on the American people. So I don't blame people. In fact, I applaud people who go out to these meetings to express themselves and to try to find out what's going on. And I hope that, we're going to see more of this. Unfortunately, the one thing that happens, especially if it's disorganized, is that you don't have any kind of a conversation. I agree with Senator McCaskill in that. You can yell things out as the meeting's over, or if somebody says something ridiculous, or you completely call bull on something that your elected official is saying. But for goodness sake, there has to be some kind of conversation, or she's right, then you won't get your questions addressed anyway. Wait to find out what the answer is, and then if you're hot under the collar, you can certainly come back. I mean, bravo to people that are finally going. When you have 1,000 people showing up for a town hall meeting, in the past, when Arlen Specter, the senator, was there to talk about anything, did you really get 1,000 people that would go out? I'm going to say no. Probably not. Coming up also on this show, something that gets me just furious, just beyond incensed, and I talked about it a little bit on The Last America Tonight. I understand the police have to do their job, but where is the line on these high-speed chases? Not too far from where I grew up, and a horrible story happened when the state trooper hit two girls that were out getting milk for their family, and he was chasing somebody and went through the stop sign, hit the girls, and they died. Of course, he was tried, and then he was found not guilty. But it certainly brought to light the idea of police pursuits and the dangers of those pursuits. Now, we've just had a horrible thing happen in California right near Fresno in the suburb there, where you have five kids, all younger than 8 years old, dead. And three teenagers who, of course, were trying to get away from the cops. So another tragedy that has just stunned people in a very small, close-knit town. How does this happen? The kids were going to a game. The car came out of nowhere, speeding, of course, like all get out, and then the police car doing the same thing. So when is it too much? Should there be something on the books that stops this? I mean, this is a tough issue. Remember, it went to the Supreme Court even. The justice ruled in 2007 that suspects who flee can't sue police if they're hurt. It happens in neighborhoods all over America, just like these town hall meetings. Two of the things that we're going to talk about next. There is some pride when it comes to college football, even if the big college near you, you didn't go to it. I bet sometimes you go out and watch the games or even root for the teams. Some interesting odds on college football next with RJ Bell from pregame.com here on ATN.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $948. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $975.12, $487.56 for the half ounce, or $243.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $975.12, $487.56, or $243.78.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will ride you.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. By the way, big shout out to Colin, who's listening to us in Vermont. He wrote me a funny email yesterday, and at the end of the email, he said, sometimes you'll go through a week where you read a lot of the emails, and then it's like you skip them. Will you please go to the inbox? I think he just wanted to hear his name on the air. So, Colin, brother, you just got your name mentioned. By the way, Colin is a big fan, big fan of Penn State, because I was mentioning, of course, here we are back to football, thank goodness, college stuff and the pros, but there's some interesting preseason odds. In fact, some might call them shocking odds. I thought so, and I had an interesting discussion when I was on vacation with a guy who felt that his conference, frankly, was getting jobbed. Who better to talk about this stuff with than the great RJ Bell from pregame.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. It is an incredible resource. I mean, there's so much information on that website. Hey, no offense to all my buddies at ESPN, but I think it blows their doors off. Let's go to RJ. Hey, RJ, how you doing?
Sounds good. I should have tape recorded that and use it at the site.
Oh, we'll get it to you. Don't worry.
Awesome. You know, I mean, the fact is ESPN, you know, clearly they do an amazing job, but what we specialize in is sports betting info, and that's something really ESPN doesn't focus on, and it gives us a niche.
Let's talk about that. You know, people were, the USA Today had their college football poll out, and people have been dissecting it now. And in looking at it, I don't know, you look at Florida, 5-1, right? USC, 13-1. Texas, and of course I know some people from the McCoy family and others that would disagree, 14-1. Oklahoma, 14-1. And Ohio State, 19-1. So what's the deal with the Gators? Are they just that bloody good? And I know what you're going to say because I know where your allegiance lies. But are they just that good that that's how it flipped?
Well, it's pretty amazing just how favored they are this year. They actually have a better chance as a team to win the national championship than three separate BCS conferences. They have a better chance in the Pac-10, a better chance in the ACC, and a double the chance of the Big East. Florida's chances are about 17%, according to Vegas, and the Big East as a conference is only 8%.
Yeah, what? Well, and of course the Big East, you know, you can talk about some of the teams in the Big East, but I don't necessarily think that that number's fair, but maybe I'm wrong. Explain how you arrive at that number.
Well, what we did was this, is Vegas puts out future odds on all the teams. So Florida might be 3-1 and Team X is whatever. Well, what people don't realize is the commission that the sportsbooks charge, and not to get too technical, is embedded in that price. They're charging you to make the bet. So we do an analysis, remove the commission, and get the true odds for all the teams. And once you have the true odds, you're able to just sum them up for each conference, and then you can say, okay, this conference's chance is certain percent. For example, if you take all the Big 12 teams and add up all of their chances, it comes out to 20%.
Wow. I can't argue with that math. I'm scribbling this down right now. It's funny, too. Something else that you talk about as far as Vegas is concerned, TCU made it to 17 in the USA Today poll. Now, I've been out and actually seen TCU, and I don't agree with that ranking either. Mississippi was also in the top 10, actually. I think they're overrated, and obviously Vegas does, too. Why?
Well, if you look at it, those are the two teams who are in the top 25 in the USA Today poll. But now Vegas put individual odds on 54 different teams. And amazingly, Mississippi was not one of the 54 teams, and neither was TCU. So two of these teams in the top 25, according to USA Today, aren't even considered one of the top 54 teams by Vegas.
Wow. Who do you think's underrated? Who do you think's underrated across the board?
So there's a flip side. Then the highest rated team on the Vegas poll, let's call it, is Miami of Florida, who isn't on the USA Today poll. So Miami of Florida is not even in the USA Today top 25, but Vegas thinks they're the 15th best team in the country.
Yeah. There's something interesting, and you talked about this and mentioning it, talking about your formula at pregame.com, removing the commission, of course, charged by the sports books. Boy, that really changes a lot of odds. And is this, and you explained that to us, is this something that we see in other sports as well?
Yeah, every time, if you just see in the newspaper or something, someone copies the odds from a sports book, and hey, that's interesting information, but it really doesn't tell you what the true chances are. It tells you what the sports book is willing to take bets at. And clearly, they're not only willing to take bets when they have a big advantage. So by removing the odds, you get the actual, by removing the commission, you get the actual odds. And it really tells you, for example, that Florida has a 17% chance, and a team, you know, that you might even think has a pretty decent chance, like Alabama, Vegas says they only have a 2% chance of winning it.
Yeah. Do you think this year is going to be a big year for college football? It feels like it's really building up to that to me, RJ. I mean, I'm jaded, as you probably are in your own way, because we're giant sports lovers and make a living on sports. But it feels like it. It feels like there's massive momentum heading into this one.
I think there's two main factors, one positive and one who is a coin flip. The positive is you have Tebow coming back. You have the Texas quarterback coming back, the Oklahoma quarterback, some of the best players in the country. And this is the flip side of, let's say, college basketball, where the best players leave pretty much every year. And here you've got three of the best-known players in the country back again. So the fans get a chance to get to know them, care about them, and I think that's very positive for college football. The second factor to me is the BCS controversy. Is there's so much talk about teams like Boise and should they have a chance to win it all in last year's situation and the whole thing about a playoff. And that could, you know, increase the interest, but it also could lead to a backlash. So I think that's a coin flip, but certainly the returning stars is a very positive thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do you think there should be a playoff? Do you like the idea of a playoff?
I like anything that you know makes a sports fan excited, and to me, clearly is. I mean, and again, I'm in my late 30s, so I remember before the BCS. I remember on January 1, all of those games mattered. They were all big games, and for some reason, when you have a team like Alabama, who's you know playing a BCS game last year and didn't seem to care. You know, if the players and the coaches don't care about any game except the BCS championship, then how are the fans going to care?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Absolutely. Who's your favorite team? Wink, wink.
Well, you know, since I'm an Ohio State graduate, I root those guys on. Unfortunately, I've been to 3 national championship games with them in the last 10 years, and I've only got 1 winner. So a great team, but they have a little trouble in that biggest game.
Yeah, no kidding. Pregame.com, as I said, is just blowing and going. How long have you guys been around now?
You know, Pregame's been since 2005, but I've had before that, I've been in Vegas since 98.
Ooh, 98. So you're like a veteran, and for people listening to us, if they know anything about Vegas, when you move to Vegas and you start to get around, you start to know people, it's the land of comps, so I guess you're heavily comped.
Well, you know, that's true. I play a lot of poker at the Bellagio, but it's really one of 2 things. You either got the guys that's been here for 40 years, and they're in the minority, but there's a lot of them, or you got the guys that's been here for like 10 months. And once you're here for like 3 years, you're probably above average.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed, and you have your same name, but usually people change their names too.
Yeah, I guess that's after a bad losing streak, maybe.
Yeah, no kidding. RJ Bell, always a pleasure to talk with you. We'll have you on later in the season. I can't wait for the NFL. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Fun with you.
All right. RJ Bell from pregame.com. And like I said, it's funny and it's fun to look at it because everybody, even if you're not a football fan, a college football fan, you probably root for some team in your area. And that's another common denominator, I think, for a lot of people. And it's interesting to see how the teams are ranked and then ultimately what happens. For the record, by the way, because I'm sure I'll get emails on this, I absolutely am for a playoff. I don't like the BCS system because it doesn't usually boil down to what I think is 1 and 2 playing each other. It is almost like a spectator sport these days when you go to these town hall meetings. We're going to let you hear what it sounded like in Pennsylvania. That's next on America Tonight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Pennsylvania, like 1,000 people jammed a town hall meeting. When I first turned it on, I thought, wow, check out those Eagles fans. Really, honestly, I swear, it was like a sporting event. I'll let you hear that in a few minutes here on ATN. But first, we travel across the border to Slammin' Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
You forgot to mention a certain Irish Catholic school.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're thinking, how does a Jewish kid... Okay, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but Sunday mornings during the NFL season, I mean during the American college season, there would always be like sort of like a Reader's Digest bridge version of the previous day's Notre Dame game. And the broadcaster was Lindsey Loudjacket Nelson. That's what my father called him. So
right.
And you know, Eric Parsegian, Joe Theismann, and that's how I got hooked. That's how I got hooked on Notre Dame. So he forgot to mention.
You know, it's funny, Notre Dame, there's a lot of pressure on Charlie Weiss, who of course is the coach of that team. But Notre Dame's due to pop. They have enough good players that they should be there.
Right. It seems funny. Okay, here in Canada, we've only got four conferences in Canadian university football, yet we have no trouble, deciding a national champion. And with your Division One, I might be wrong, Division One, Double A, Division Two, and Division Three, they also have no trouble crowning a national championship. Why can't the top conferences, come up with, some kind of national championship? Is it ego? Is it the almighty buck? What is it?
Oh, it's the dollars. It has to do with the bowl games. They don't want to give up the money for the bowl games, and so they don't think that they can come up with a playoff system where they incorporate that.
Right, and not to mention with the corporate sponsors, they could say, excuse me, are we going to be sponsoring, is it our bowl game that's going to be in the national championship? The bowl people might say no. The potential corporate sponsor might say, and we're not going to sponsor it.
Right, exactly. And that's what the deal is. The deal is the money. That's what I believe it absolutely is. Because what happens is you keep hearing these excuses that kids can't get their work done, they've got testing and all that other stuff, but I think they could work it out.
Right. I mean, like here in Canada, our national university championship, what they do is they don't hold it in a specific place. I mean, from teens many years, it was always held in Toronto. Why there, I don't know. But this year it's going to be held in Quebec City. And, I mean, even though, let's say, Laval University, that's the university in Quebec City, if they don't make it still, it'll still draw, like, the stadium there seats about 22,000. And some of you people are probably saying, big deal, 22,000. But here in Canada, 22,000 people for a university game, you know, is a big deal. So, you know.
Oh, no, absolutely that's a big deal. I agree. By the way, in the top 25 poll, Notre Dame was 23, and last year was a tough year. If you remember, they were 7-6 last year. They were brutal.
Oh, you know it. Okay, just to get on one certain subject I know people are sick of hearing about, your Flyers are going to be trying out a guy who played with Ottawa 2 years ago, played in Europe last year, and is now back, and the Flyers are giving him a chance, Ray Emery.
Yeah, I don't know much about Emery. I just read a little story about him. I heard he has good hands.
Yes.
He's a good stick handler, but that's all I know.
And he's been known to drop the gloves and get into it once in a while. He's not quite a Ron Hextall, but, and I've gotten over last Friday night.
Oh, good. You know what? Things can change in that situation. You knew that was a possibility going in.
Right.
And you wanted her totally committed to that if you're going to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, because like she said, I mean, she said it'll eventually be death, you know. So in a way, I was just a little disappointed, but more happier than I was disappointed. Because, you know, she could have said, let's forget it. But she said, down the road, but I'm not ready for it.
So that was honest. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I look for honesty. You know, I look for honesty in people. That includes politicians, but that's another story.
That is another story, and it's funny that you heard the other day, and I think I said this after you had joined us on the air, but that Obama was saying our system isn't going to be set up like the Canadian healthcare system. He made that a point because there's been so many comparisons.
Right. Yeah, and. Well, I mean, like, with all due respect, has he got any bright ideas?
Well, they're talking about a couple of different things. One, that there would be not the single payer option. That keeps coming up, is would there be the single payer option, or would there be competition, or would it be similar to what France has? What would be the difference? And I've had a couple of different people on, and when I say the question, well, look, how is it going to be that different from Canada's? Because sometimes the coverage is good for the Canadians, and sometimes it's not. It depends on, as you've told me, Sam, where you live and what's going on with that. And also depends on your ailment and all these other things. And plus, if you have money, there is a private option in Canada. You can go and get private care somewhere. And as you said, then also some of the doctors are coming over as well because they want to be able to make more money and have it more competitive salaries for them. And what I was told by a couple of healthcare people is that we have more resources than Canada does, so our system certainly wouldn't look like that, which I think is baloney, because it is going to be modeled a little bit like Canada's if these things were accepted with healthcare reform, but I don't think it'll wash. I think a lot of things will be changed if there's any kind of a reform. And one of the main things I say, Sam, is that, and Sam, thanks for the call. One of the main things I say is they're not doing anything about controlling the cost. I mean, I'll just keep harping on this. Where is the difference in the cost? Because if our premiums are going up, and if the employers are having problems with this, and of course, you can't guarantee you're going to have this is the other thing. When they say, well, you like your health care, you're going to keep it. You can keep your same doctor. No, they cannot guarantee that. You work for a company, that company can change health care because it doesn't work for them now, especially if the nation changed the way they did it, the way we do health care, right? If it became mandatory. So there's no guarantee you could keep your doctor, because what if they don't accept whatever insurance if we're going with a bunch of different insurers and then some other option? It's crazy. There's just still too many holes in this thing. All right, I'm going to let you hear what happened with Arlen Specter. Check it out. It's pretty long, but listen to this whole thing. I'm sorry to say, very entertaining.
Ooh. Hi, I'm John. Going to college and I need a laptop. What do you got? You in the top corner.
Our next class laptops could be perfect for you. We got student feedback and designed them specifically for college.
Senator, right, thanks for being here today. I appreciate that. I reviewed 3,200 best I could. To me, it is obviously written with the assumption that government has the right to control our lives from pre-birth to death. For that reason, it's not worth considering. It's not worth modifying. It's not worth amending. It needs to be dumped totally. I believe the polls show that most people are happy with their health care. There's a few problems. The illegals. They shouldn't even be here. Let alone us have to cover them. I would ask Congress to do something to send them home so we don't have to deal with that. There are people who don't want to pay for coverage. Then let them pay for the service when they get the service. We shouldn't have to provide for that. There are some people who are both evidently they would like to have care. They're unable. President Bush used to say, help those who can't help themselves. Let's focus on those minor problems. Let's focus on tort reform. Let's focus on helping people carry their coverage over to a new job. But leave us alone. That's all we would ask. Would you leave us alone? I would like to ask you today if you would commit to working on those problems rather than throwing everything into turmoil. That would be my request.
Well, would I commit to working on those problems and not throwing everything into turmoil? That's a pretty generalized statement that I can agree with. Stay in touch. I'll be back next year, but if I'm reelected, I'll be back the year after that. who has number seven?
Thank you for coming, Arlen Specter.
Let me answer more fully. I don't want to see turmoil. You don't want to see turmoil. We want to have a sensible answer. We have a series of problems. And we want to take them up one by one. And we want to figure out what the problem is and what is the way that we should deal with them in a democracy.
How about 3,400? How about 3,400?
Not familiar with 3,400. Let me move on to number seven.
Thank you. I am a Republican, but I am first and foremost, I'm a conservative. I don't believe this is just about health care. It's not about TARP. It's not about left and right. This is about the systematic dismantling of this country. I'm only 35 years old. I have never been interested in politics. You have awakened the sleeping giant. We are tired of this. This is why everybody in this room is so ticked off. I don't want this country turning into Russia, turning into a socialized country. My question for you is... what are you going to do to restore this country back to what our founders created according to the Constitution?
All right, so you could tell the people were obviously fired up. Obama's response next, and for Syed as well. Do you see anything in the sky?
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The introduction to President Obama and his response to health care reform, the familiar theme of Star Wars. I just rewatched one of the Star Wars the other day. So I did look up into the sky in Dallas, Texas, to see if I could see Perseid, the meteors. I saw some sparkling stars. I didn't think that anything was particularly shooting. It didn't really look like meteors shooting in the sky to me. But I'm going to continue to check throughout this show because supposedly it goes on all night long. Wherever you're listening, look up into the sky and tell us if you see anything. Because there are going to be places where you'll probably see it better than others. Like the bright lights of the city and stuff would drown out some areas, or maybe the full moon or whatever, but there are certainly beautiful places where you have wonderful skies, and I can imagine it would almost look like a painting if you saw the shower of meteors going through, and I think it is very, very cool. We're going to tell you more about that a little bit later in the show, but let's check in with Donovan Mattson, because I'm in Dallas. He is at the mothership in Minneapolis, Minnesota, not far a stone's throw away in our secret space, because we can't reveal, of course, where our giant network is located, other than to tell you it's very close to the Minneapolis airport. So what did you see in the skies?
Well, I thought I saw something go streaking across the sky, but I'm pretty sure it's a 747.
Well, at least that one wasn't in lockdown somewhere in Minnesota, so that's a good thing. It was flying across the sky. So you didn't see anything that looked like meteors?
No, I'm afraid not.
And you're gonna have to check back at least once an hour for us as well.
I'll keep a count.
Yeah, call some of your friends. Maybe they're in better locations, and they may be able to tell us. I mean, Minneapolis. I mean, well, Minnesota, the land of 10 trillion lakes. There's got to be amazing views if this meteor shower is what it is described as looking like. I would think somebody in the great state of Minnesota would have a great view of that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I only know city kids, so I'm not sure how well that will work. But I'll call around and see what I can get.
All right, and anybody, of course, listening to America tonight, please jingle this number, 800-259-5791. I'm being really serious. If you see anything, I mean, even a UFO, that's fine. If you see something that looks strange, please call us because we want to know if it, you know, what it looks like in your neck of the woods. And since this is a national deal, yeah, we're coast to coast and everywhere in between. That means we got a lot of eyes out there. And if there's 30 million of us awake, alive, and kicking, at least, somebody has got to see something. Somebody has got to be listening to this show that will see some of this. All right, what was the reaction from Barack Obama? Because, of course, he's been in Mexico, and he did talk a little bit about health care reform when he was in Mexico. He was having the Three Amigos weekend to talk about fluff and stuff because apparently nothing hardcore came out of the meetings. But I guess it's the goodwill gesture, and the idea that, oh, yes, we're going to move forward with everything and continue these trades and blah, blah, blah is a good thing. But what's not a good thing is the Mexican trucks coming through. What's not a good thing is if Buy American somehow comes out of that stimulus, because that was one of the clauses in there that made the Canadians none too happy. And, of course, the Mexicans weren't happy about that either. So I hope that doesn't have anything to do with some of those conversations. I have a feeling it probably did. In the meantime, now that he's back in the U.S., Obama complained on Tuesday about the opposition scare tactics. That's what he was calling it. He was in New Hampshire, and he, of course, the focus was this health care overhaul. And the message seemed to be, if you don't fix this sucker, if you don't fix it right now, that will be the scariest outcome of all. And, of course, this was a supportive town hall meeting. There was nothing combative about it, not like in Missouri or not like in Pennsylvania. What happened in those two places, this was a whole different thing. So let me let you listen to a slice of your president.
It is great. It is great. It is great to be back in Portsmouth. It is great to be back. It's great to be back in New Hampshire. I have to say, though, that most of my memories of this state are cold. So it's good to be here in August. There are a couple of people that I want to acknowledge who are here today, some special guests. First of all, I want to thank Principal Jeffrey Collins and the Portsmouth students and faculty and staff. Thank you. Our host for today, your own outstanding governor, John Lynch, is here. And his wonderful wife, Dr. Susan Lynch, is here, the first lady of New Hampshire. Your United States Senator doing a great job, Jeanne Shaheen, is here. The governor of the great state of Maine, and we are glad he's here in New Hampshire today. John Baldacci is here. Two of my favorite people, they are just taking Congress by storm. Outstanding work. Paul Hodes, Carol Shea Porter, give them a big round of applause. And we've got your own mayor, Tom Farini, is here. Where's Tom? Where is he? There he is. Now, I want to thank, more than anybody, Lori, for that introduction and for sharing her story with the rest of us. Thank you, Lori. Yeah, Lori's story is the same kind of story that I've read in letters and I've heard in town hall meetings just like this one for the past 5 years. In fact, some of you were in that town hall, those town hall meetings as I was traveling all throughout New Hampshire. It's the story of hardworking Americans who are held hostage by health insurance companies that deny them coverage or drop their coverage or charge fees that they can't afford for care that they desperately need. I believe it is wrong. It is bankrupting families and businesses, and that's why we are going to pass health insurance reform in 2009. Now, this is obviously a tough time for families here in New Hampshire and all across America. 6 months ago, we were in the middle of the worst recession of our lifetimes. I want you to remember what things were like in January and February. We were losing about 700,000 jobs per month. And economists of all stripes feared a second coming of the Great Depression. That was only 6 months ago. And that's why we acted as fast as we could to pass a Recovery Act that would stop the free fall. And I want to make sure everybody understands what we did. One-third of the money in the Recovery Act went to tax cuts that have already started showing up in the paychecks of about 500,000 working families in New Hampshire. 500,000 families in New Hampshire. We also cut taxes for small businesses on the investments that they make. And over 300 New Hampshire small businesses have qualified for new loans backed by the recovery.
All right, so you get the gist of this. Obama, in the beginning, it took him a while to get to it. He thanked everybody and their brother and the dog next door in New Hampshire, then repeated the story and talked about the fact that Americans are being held hostage by insurance companies. And I'm wondering, are you held hostage by your insurance company? Would you roll the dice and take the chance across the board just to pay attention to what the guarantees would be in this health care reform? And what the guarantees are is, and under the proposals that are being thrown out there now, is that health care in the overhaul won't force anybody to give up the health insurance they like, won't cut Medicare benefits, which I think they're going to need that to pay for it, and also that nobody will have their taxes raised if you're making less than $250,000 a year. Broad strokes that I don't think can happen because, again, where is the loot coming from? Flip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.